This is Tucker 7061. Tucker, can you hit a button, please, to start us off? Awesome. So before we start our games, our buddy Jibo is going to introduce itself. Hey, Jibo, can you introduce yourself, please? I know he heard me. Jibo.
My name is Jibo. What's your name?
What's your name? Tucker.
That's an awesome name. My favorite color is blue. What's your favorite color?
Light blue.
Oh.
It's a lighter color.
That's so cool. Alrighty, let's get started.
Thank you, Jibo. Can you hit another buzzer, please? Awesome. Okay, so for our first game, can you tell me what letter you see here, what you see here, and then if you know something else that starts with that letter?
A, apple. Alphabet?
Yeah, perfect.
B, boy. Bingo. C, cookies. Crackers.
Yeah.
D, duck. Dinosaur. E, elephant. Ellie. F, fish, finger. G, guitar, glove. H, house, hand. I, ice, iguana.
Ooh.
J, juice, Jamaica. K, key, koala. L, leaf, lamb. M, monkey, man. N, nose, noisy. O, orange, ostrich. P, plate, Penelope. Q, quack,
who's someone that wears a crown?
Queen.
Yeah.
R, red, radish. S, spider, spin. T, table, Tucker.
Oh, perfect.
U, umbrella.
What's the opposite of down?
Up.
Yay.
V, vacuum, vet. W, watch, water. X, x-ray, xylophone.
Ooh, good one.
Y, yogurt. Ooh.
There's me, and then there's
you. Z, zebra.
Where might you see a zebra? Somewhere we just talked about. Where there's lots of animals. That's okay if you don't know. The zoo. Maybe the zoo, right?
Zoo!
You're doing an awesome job.
Oh, look. Jibo thinks you're doing great.
Yeah.
Can you hit another buzzer, please? Awesome. Yeah, you did so great. Okay, so now we're going to look at some numbers. Can you tell me what number you see here?
One.
And what do you think might be next?
Two.
You got it.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, now 20.
What? How did we get there?
Huh?
Huh? I know. That's
we
so silly.
We skipped 16.
We did. Interesting. So if we went from 15 to 20, what might be next?
21?
That's a good guess.
25. Oh, 30.
What is this?
25.
Okay, and you think 30 is next?
Yes.
You got it.
35?
That's a great guess.
But 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110.
That's a really great guess.
200.
What might be next?
300.
That's a great guess too. This what? Is just tricking you. It's all over. What is this?
1,000. No, 500. 1,000's next, right?
You got it. How did you know?
Sometimes I think it goes 100, 200, 500. Because if it was 500 after 200, it would probably be 1,000 next.
Yeah, that would make sense. Well, you just count all the way to 1,000. That's amazing. Can you read this for me and tell me the answer?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Yeah, nice. Can you read this and tell me the answer?
19 minus 1 equals 18.
Yeah. So this one might be trickier. Have you learned to do this yet?
Yes.
Okay, can you read it and then just give me your best guess?
6 times 3 equals 18.
Whoa, that was so quick. Have you learned this yet?
No.
No, this one's a bit hard. Here, we can just read it. 21 divided by 3. Do you want to say it?
21 divided by 3.
Equals 7.
Oh.
Good job. Can you hit a buzzer, please?
My last one.
Nice. Okay. So now we're going to...
You're doing great.
Now we're going to play a game looking at some silly pictures, okay? So if I tell you that we have one shoe, and now we have another one, you would tell me there's two what?
Two shoes.
Exactly. So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to show you one and then two, and you're going to tell me what we call it, okay? So we have one brick.
One brick.
And now there's two.
Two.
What?
Brick.
Two what?
I actually didn't know what it was called the first
time. Oh, sorry.
One.
This is a brib.
One brib, two brib.
Perfect.
One lamp?
We're going to call it a light, actually.
Oh.
So light. One light.
Two light.
Yeah.
One bell?
Yeah.
Two bells. One.
So this is a yawk.
One yawk, two yawks.
This is a crib.
One crib, two cribs.
This is a pite.
One pite, two pite.
This is a foo.
One foo, two foo.
This is a cow.
One cow, two cows. One rock, two rocks.
This is a duck.
One duck.
A duck. With a P at the end.
Dup. Dup. Two dups. One slide, two slides.
This is a skack.
One skack, two skacks.
This is a bag.
One bag, two bags. One boat.
So we're gonna call it a ship.
One ship, two ships. One coffin? No.
So we're going to call it a cup.
Cup. One cup, two cups.
This is a snack.
One snack, two snacks.
This is a yag.
One yag, two yags.
Yeah. This is, you already did the two yags. Oh, sorry. This is a mip.
One mip, two mips.
This is a smide.
One smide, two smides.
Good job. This is a shoe.
Oh, we already did this
one. Oh, yeah, we're back at the beginning. Good job. You did a great job. So now you can hit another buzzer.
You're doing great.
All right. And for our next activity, our buddy Jeepo is going to tell us what we're doing. Whenever it's ready.
Today, we're going to do an activity together. I'm going to show you some pictures, and you're going to tell me about them.
Awesome. Ooh. Thank you, Jeepo. So,
what is this?
Yeah. So let's look at this first one.
What?
What do you see?
A lion, a person, there's like fish. They're like in a river. Like the lion and the person, the kid is in a river.
Mm-hmm. What else?
It looks like there's a fish. So like they're in like a, for some reason the lion likes the kid, but in real life that doesn't happen sometimes. Okay.
So how do you think that maybe they became friends if the lion likes the kid? You can like, use your imagination and tell any story you want.
So maybe they actually found each other. Oh. And one kid was playing with the lion, and then the kid had no one to play with, and then the lion, and then he threw the frisbee, and then the lion catched it. So he had someone to play with, and then they became friends.
Oh, okay, so they're like playing buddies together now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Would you ever be friends with a lion?
No.
Why not?
It's just imagination.
Okay. Because what could happen if you were
being friend with the lion?
Yeah. Probably dangerous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So where do you think they're going?
Maybe they're going across the river to a different country. So, like, this is, Canada, maybe they're going down the river to all the way to Mexico.
Oh. What are they gonna do there?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
Maybe they'll play together?
Keep playing there? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a pond like this before, or a river or lake?
No, because there wasn't that many fish, but there was a lot of lily pads.
Okay. So you have been somewhere to see the lily pads, or no?
I have been somewhere to see lily pads.
Oh, what was that like?
It was in Lake Nutty.
Oh.
It was in Michigan. Cool. That's like two states away.
Mm-hmm.
But we go from Ohio to Michigan. We don't go Ohio to Indiana, then to Michigan.
Okay.
Indiana's where my farthest cousins, my second farthest cousins live.
Oh, cool. So do you go there pretty often then?
Sometimes.
Awesome. Where do you like to go the most, Michigan or Indiana?
Michigan.
Okay, what, because of the lakes there?
Yeah, and also there's a playground we play. Me and my cousin named Emma actually play an obstacle course games.
That's so fun. What's the obstacle course like?
It's like a playground. So like you get onto the green thing and swing to the rainbow swing. And then you can go on, you go onto the monkey bar things. And then you go into the, there's something, a wood piece with two diagonal woods. And then we have the swings. We skip the the baby swing, and then we go to the special swing, and then the end is the other wood thing.
Cool. That sounds like it's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Anything else about this picture you want to tell me?
That's it.
Okay, let's look at the next one then. You're doing a great job. All right, what is this one?
Oh, she's playing a game in bed.
What does she play?
With a paper airplane.
Okay.
Maybe she's throwing it out the back window.
Oh no. Where would it go if she threw it out?
On the ground, out the window. Out the window, on the grass.
Oh no.
Or in a tree. Double. That's gonna be a quadruple. Oh no.
So, have you made a paper airplane before?
No, I don't know how to make one.
Okay. They can be tricky.
I might be able to make one once.
Oh yeah? I'm sure you could learn, yeah. Have you ever pretended to play like this?
No.
Or have you dressed up while playing before?
No. Crazy.
What do you play with then?
Like, I actually have video games. I like to play at 1 o'clock through dinner time.
Yeah.
Oh, when my baby sister goes to sleep for dinner time. Mm-hmm. And actually, I really do like the games. Also, if my tablet's not working, then I go upstairs and play too.
Okay, so what type of games do you play?
Like, I have Tetris 99 on Nintendo Switch, Fall Guys on Nintendo Switch, like a lot of Nintendo Switch games, plus Wii games.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I have tablet.
Okay, and you have more games on there?
Yeah, a lot more.
What's your favorite game?
Roblox.
What do you play on there?
Like, there's Roblox, you get to play games. And I really like there. I have two things I like to play on there. One, Actors Tycoon. And two, Total Roblox Drama.
Okay, cool. Sounds like you're having a lot of fun with these games.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at this picture, what do you see in this person's room?
Toy car and truck. Oh, a sock. Put your towels on stuff. Do not put it on socks.
What else do you see?
Fish, books, airplane.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Do you think that this stuff is actually in the room? The clouds and the airplane?
No.
So what is it then?
Maybe she's thinking to do that.
Okay, gotcha. Would you say that her room is clean or messy?
Messy.
Why do you say that?
The pillows are all over, the toys are on the floor, the towel and socks on the floor, like crazy.
I think I'd agree with you. When you play, is it pretty messy or clean, the
messy
area?
Messy.
Oh no. Do you clean up after?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's good. Get to clean up after yourself. Do you have a pet fish like this person?
No.
Do you have any pets?
I had a pet, but then we lost it. Oh. It was when I was two, and then we lost it.
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was my cat.
Aww. Well, anything else you want to share about this picture?
That's it.
Okay, let's look at the next one. What do you see here?
Oh.
Great job.
So far.
What do you see in this picture?
Like, she's... So she's like being a scientist. Why is an octopus alive when he's not in the water?
So confused. What is the octopus doing?
Reading a book.
What else? Look at all its hands.
Writing a book.
What else?
Writing a note.
What else?
Looking at stuff, like looking through the magnifying glass.
Do you ever multitask like this? You look at something, you write, and you read?
No. We only have two hands to do stuff.
Seems hard, right?
Yeah.
What is the girl doing?
Putting the light bulb on, like, on, like, a light thing.
Okay. What is she like wearing?
A scientist costume or something.
Like what?
Like yours.
Oh, yeah. Like a lab coat. What's on her eyes?
Like,
do you know what those are called?
Glasses?
Yeah. These ones look like safety goggles to protect your eyes.
Oh, mm-hmm. So he's a scientist. She's a scientist.
What? That's so cool.
She does stuff. Look. She's literally putting that, this stuff into that stuff, and that stuff into the hat. This is like a full one, and this is like a half. Like, she's putting bam, bam, and then it might make an explosion or something.
Wow. Have you done a science project before or an experiment in school or at home?
No, but I do watch something about science. I used to watch it.
Oh, yeah? What did you watch?
Emily's Wonder Lab.
Okay, and what did they do?
Like, there was like five kids with Emily. Like, they did a bunch of cool science experiments.
Do you remember any of them?
One of them is soap that will like explode up so high. And there, another one you could paint, and in that video it was really funny because they painted on them.
They painted on what?
Yeah, there's the other people in it.
So they painted on like the other people?
Yeah, like it was light up paint. So like they're glowing in the dark. It's glow in the dark paint.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'd feel about that though. All that paint on your skin. So looking at this picture, what do you see on the shelves?
Like science stuff or something. Jars?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about here?
Ooh, like a plant.
Yeah.
He's gonna keep it growing and growing.
Yeah. What about on the floor?
Books and a rat. Rats.
Oh my goodness, what are the rats doing there?
I don't know, they're smelling stuff.
So are they helping? Or
no?
No. No, they're not helping. Okay. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
That's it.
All right, let's go to our next one.
Is this the last one?
It is, for this game. What is this person doing?
Putting a radish, a humongous radish, like a plant.
So, is this person planting it or taking it out, you think?
Taking it out.
Okay, what makes you say that?
It looks like she's carrying it instead of putting it in.
Yeah, and how, would you say that's big or small?
Big.
Yeah, it looks pretty grown, right?
Yeah.
What would you do with a radish this big?
Maybe, actually put it somewhere somewhere else or something.
Okay, what would happen when you put it somewhere else?
I don't know.
Like, are you leaving it there for someone to take, or are you just like what would you want it to happen?
Like maybe go to a house and make it for someone to take.
Oh, okay, cool. So this person, do you think they're working on this farm, or is this their farm? What's going on?
Oh, maybe it's their farm.
Okay. What else is on their farm?
Like more of these. Radishes, snails.
What are snails doing there?
I don't know.
Any guesses?
Maybe they came to actually get some radishes.
Ah, okay. So they like the radishes.
Yeah.
If you could have a farm, what would you want to plant?
I would want to plant apples or radishes.
Okay. Or both.
I really, really like apples.
Yum. Yeah, apples are good. Would you want to plant any other fruit?
I actually thought one more kind of apple. Like, I want the red and the greens.
Oh, so you want an apple farm.
Mm-hmm.
That's very cool. Would you want any animals on your farm?
Pigs and rabbits. Oh. Bunnies. Bunny rabbits.
Yeah.
I like the bunny rabbits. Also, we saw one that's like a big, yesterday at the fair, we saw one that's like a big puffball. It actually was 2 days ago at the fair. We saw a big puffball. Yeah, it was like so much furry. So cool.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, in good old Columbus, you'll definitely see a lot of rabbits around here. All right, anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
That's it.
Okay, great job. You did such a great job.
You're doing an awesome job.
Yeah, you used your imagination and told so many stories. Can you hit a buzzer, please?
Because the next one has a blue.
Oh, gotcha. Do you like reading?
Sometimes.
Well, can you try reading this page for me?
This whole page?
How about let's just start here and we'll see how it goes, okay? This first paragraph.
Tess tricked her brother Ty into going to the park by letting him play with her tennis ball. The two ran 4 blocks to the park. They slowed down to a walk. Then they could see courts in the summer. The courts were full. The Tess was very clever. She had been earning tennis balls and lessons from people who were playing at the park. When the courts were full, Tess asked people she knew if they needed help picking up the balls. Of course she never asked strangers.
Great job. You're such a great reader. Do you want to try another one?
Yeah, this is going to be the last one.
Okay.
Tess saw some people from perch that were taking a break and getting a drink on the side of the court. Hi, I can help you pick up balls today. She asked. I can help too, said Ty. Mistress Sims smiled and said, that would be nice, but we are done playing for the Maybe next time, okay? Ty? Ran into the... Oh, yeah, that's it.
I was going to say, you can if you want to, but if you want to stop, you can too.
Do you
want to keep reading or do you want to stop?
Let's stop.
Okay, well, you're such a great reader, Tucker. Can you hit another buzzer for us? Thank you. All right. Now we're going to look at some more pictures. For these ones, can you tell me what they're doing? And then how would you do them? Step by step.
Brushing your teeth.
Okay.
Like, you'd get a toothbrush, squirt some toothpaste on, and then put a little water on it, and then brush my teeth. And then when I get all brushed, I drink water and I swish it around and for the toothpaste to get out, and I spit it out onto the sink.
Yeah, great. What are they doing?
Washing his hands.
Like, how do you do that?
So you actually turn the sink on. You like use motions with your hands. And also you need soap. And then I think you're done.
Okay. What are they doing?
Tying his shoelaces. I don't know how to do that. Is a thing.
Do you normally use Velcro instead?
Yeah, I use Velcro.
So how do you put on your Velcro shoes?
See? Okay. So, I'm going to take it off.
Okay.
So, then you have this.
Can you use your words to explain what you're doing?
So, you actually put your foot in.
Okay.
You have your Velcro out. You have this thing, like it's all, you can tight it or not. And then the Velcro needs to go to the right.
Perfect, and it's on.
Yeah.
Awesome, thank you.
It's easy.
Yeah, what is this person doing?
Dumping a snack into the bowl.
How would you put food into a bowl?
Like, I actually grab a snack and then open the snack, and then there's like a bag, so I reach in and put it into the bowl, and then I get some more and put it into the bowl, and just keep going until you get as much as you wanted.
Awesome. Oops. What is this person doing?
Putting his clothes on.
How would you get dressed in the morning?
So I'd start with, like, you know.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to show it. That's okay. So then you would put your pants on.
And, yeah.
Then what?
My shirt.
Okay. And how do you put your shirt on?
Like.
What would you do first?
So I'd put my head in and then my arms in.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And then you pull.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then, what are they doing?
Putting frosting on the cupcakes.
Do you know how to make cupcakes?
I actually don't.
Okay, well, ooh. How about decorating then? How would you decorate cupcakes?
So, you have the frosting on top, of course. That's what the most important ingredient is.
Okay. Would you put anything on the frosting?
Yeah, you can put, like, sprinkles. What I like is M&Ms.
Oh, that's cool. What type of cupcakes do you like?
Like, I don't know. I haven't tried very many.
Okay. Do you like chocolate cupcakes?
I like chocolate and vanilla.
Mmm, yummy. What is this person doing?
Painting.
How do you paint? What steps would you do?
So, I'd get some water in my, on my tooth, no, my, not my toothbrush, my paintbrush, get some water on my paintbrush, dip it in a color of paint if you want that color, and then paint on a paper.
What do you like to paint?
Like, I like to paint a sun.
Oh, that's so nice. What is this person doing?
Buckling the seatbelt.
And how do you buckle your seatbelt?
So, like, you actually get to, there's, like, still something like this, and then there's a buckle thing, and then you put it down, and then you, for me, there's a red thing with a black. You want to hit the red thing to get it off, but the black thing, there's a hole. Put it through the buckle through the hole.
Okay. And where do you buckle your seatbelt?
Like through the hole of the black and red thing.
Yeah. And do you do that in a car?
Yes.
Yeah. It's safe. What is this person doing?
Giving food to its teddy bear.
And how do you feed your teddy bear?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Maybe you just get a fake snack and get it to your teddy bear or something.
Yeah. What is this person doing?
He's like, maybe it's Halloween time and he's wearing a costume.
Yeah. How do you, I guess, what do you like to dress up as for Halloween?
I do really like to dress up as, like, I haven't done it before, but I like to dress up as a ghost.
That'd be cool. What were you for last Halloween?
I don't know.
It's okay if you don't remember.
I don't remember.
But maybe then you can be a ghost for this one. Awesome.
Yeah, maybe.
What is this person doing?
Sliding.
How do you go down a slide?
Basically, there's like stairs, and then you climb them, and then there's like a slide part, and then you just go down it.
Perfect. What is this person doing?
Playing soccer.
How do you kick a soccer ball?
Like, I could actually show you it.
You can use your words.
So like.
Thank you though.
But so like, let's say this is my foot. You're like running to the ball and then you kick it, but you need to keep it close or the other players will get it.
Right, so you have to.
You can only get it to your teammates.
So you have to control how hard you kick it, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. What is this person doing?
Stacking blocks.
And how do you stack blocks?
Pin one on top of the other.
Exactly right. What is this person doing?
Swinging.
How do you swing?
Basically, if you need someone, they can push the swing for you. But if you can do it, I actually put the, like, go back and put the swing higher. And then I do this.
With your legs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, what is this person doing?
Sharing lollipop.
How do you share?
Like, you guys take turns? Or something?
Yeah. Or maybe like give some of yours to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is this person doing?
Sitting down.
Awesome. And how, so look at this. What is this right here?
Oh, a clock?
So what do you think's happening?
Oh, he's waiting for something.
Oh, and how do you do that?
You just be patient and just wait there until your thing you're waiting for is done.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, that was our last one for, oh no, we just have one picture left, but if you can hit a buzzer, please. You're doing such a great job.
Thank you so much.
And we you're doing great.
Thank you, Jibo. So our last one, look at this picture. What do you see?
He's an astronaut in outer space.
Whoa! Would you ever go to outer space?
Some, maybe.
That would be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, there's Saturn.
Yeah, what else do you see in this picture?
Saturn again.
Oh my goodness.
That's funny.
What else?
Oh, a ladybug for some reason. Why isn't a ladybug in outer space? This is like nonsense.
What else do you see in the picture?
Like an asteroid in a rocket ship.
Yeah. What are they collecting?
Books or fireflies.
Yeah.
He has a jar of fireflies.
In outer space. Isn't that so silly?
Yeah, this is literally like nonsense.
Well, Tucker, you did such a great job today. Thank you for helping us with our science experiment, with our research. Can you hit a buzzer to finish us off?
Bam!
Thank you. And I can